This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day from Juz Amma. And alhamdulillah, we're at the 97th chapter of the Quran, which is Surah Al-Qadr. Surah Al-Qadr is a powerful, powerful surah, a surah full of hope and full of blessing and love and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a surah that was revealed in Mecca al-Mukarramah, and it's a chapter that focuses on the importance and the virtues of Laylat al-Qadr. It speaks about the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending upon the earth and the angels being a part of Allah's divine will and decree for what it is that will occur for humanity. We begin by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah begins by saying, surely, verily, we have sent this Quran down in the night of al-qadr, a night of decree and a night of divine power. Now it's important to begin with the very first word of this ayah, of this statement of the surah, Inna, which is the royal we. Allah speaks of himself as being we. And for some people, this may cause some confusion. It's important to note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahid al-ahad, the one, the eternal in his oneness and uniqueness. There's nothing like him. He is indivisible. There is no partner or share that can be given to anyone. So why does Allah refer as being we have given, we have sent down this Quran? There's two important things to understand. First, when Allah speaks about his divine essence, who he is, he makes it clear to you, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا It is I, the one Allah, there is none worthy of worship but me. So when Allah demands service of you, when Allah identifies himself to you, when Allah wants to make known who he is to you and I, who he is to his creation, he is the one, the unique, the sole, the only inheritor of all that exists, the only creator, the one who has sole power, the one who is giver and taker, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah speaks, which is the second part, about his af'al, instructions and actions that he has ordered in his name, by his decree, by his permission, he then will use the royal we to include those who carry out the command on his behalf. So, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We descended this Quran the night of our meaning. I gave the order to Jibreel to take the verses from al-lawh al-mahfuz and deliver it to Muhammad. So therefore, in the royal we is all of those who are involved in receiving the order, fulfilling the order, and taking the amana of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not that the Jibreel alayhi salam or Ar-Ruh al-Amin is a partner with Allah, rather he is a servant of Allah. And it's very similar to how you would consider where someone who is, you know, responsible for another group of people, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلْ أَعْلَى, and there's no consideration between the creation and the creator. But if I was to speak on behalf, we at the school, it's only me speaking, we at the college, we at the university, we at our factory, we at our country believe or hold this to be true. It's one person speaking, but they represent those who they have command over in the fulfillment of that function. So in that same way, it's the royal we. It should cause no confusion. When Allah speaks of himself, he is the one, the eternal, the unique, the only. Inna anzalnahu. I have ordered that it be brought down upon you, O Muhammad. The Quran is defined as the word of Allah that has been munazzal, revealed in stages and parts, ala Muhammad, upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, biwasitati Jibreel, through Jibreel alayhi salam, al-muta'abbadu bitilawatih, you earn a reward with this reading, and it is one that is mudawwanu fil masahif, it is contained and written down in the mushaf. The mushaf is complete today as it was at the time of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. No pronunciation, no utterance is different and variable to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who ordered its revelation, and it was brought down in stages. It's non-terrestrial, it's not man-made, it's not thought up, it's not the working of a human mind, it is brought down. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu explains that when Allah spoke the Quran, it was recorded in al-lawh al-mahfuz. in the preserved tablets, which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens, and the record of the Quran was with Allah, fi kitabin mubin. It is a book that was sealed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever Jibreel was ordered to bring down verses from the Quran, he would take those verses down by the order of Allah from Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz and deliver it to the Prophet ﷺ. And therefore the Quran was delivered and spoken by Allah in Laylat al-Qadr and brought down in Laylat al-Qadr also to Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. And in Laylat al-Qadr once again, it was taken for the very first time with the very first word, Iqra, to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi Laylat al-Qadr, on the night of divine providence, on the night of decree, on the night of Allah's power. And Qadr is the Qudra of Allah, the power of Allah, but it is also the Qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah. It is the decree of Allah to choose who would receive the Quran, who would be in charge of delivering it to mankind, and who it is that would accept it, and who it is that would reject it. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Now there's dispute as to what these last 10 nights mean. Ibn Taymiyyah, he writes extensively about this. So the conventional sense is the last 10 nights, if you're counting from the top down, so it would be 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. But if you're counting from the bottom up, which is one of the things the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when there are nine left, meaning that there's nine nights left, so it's counting downwards, upwards, then it becomes odd nights from the down up is different to the odd nights from the up down. And therefore you find the general statement of the Sahaba, the general statement of the Imams, that it is in al-ashr al-awakhir, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the night of power is in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, iltamisu, seek it, feel it, try to search for the night, Laylat al-Qadr, in the odd numbered nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. In the second ayah, Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What cognizance, what knowledge do you have of the power, the importance of this Laylatul Qadr? What can explain to you how powerful, how important it is? Laylatul Qadr, this night, once again Allah used the same word, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, in every ayah, Laylatul Qadr is being referred to. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, is more virtuous, is better, there's more khayr in it, min alfi shahr, than 1,000 months. And the word 1,000 months in the Arabic language, it's not confined to a particular number, exactly 1,000. Meaning it is a nakira, it's an open-ended number. Who can count 1,000 months? How many years is that? Well, if you count it, really, it's 83 years and 4 months. But that's not the point. It's meaning Allah saying that what you can receive in that night is better than living a lifetime. It's better than what you can do. It's better good. It's more good for you than what you can earn, attain, seek out in your whole life. If you were to work your whole life, this night is something that you can gain such success in it. Why is there such power in it? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, because I let the angels descend upon it. I give them my order. And that's why the beginning of the surah is important. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, we have brought down this Quran. We have brought down the barakah in it, meaning the angels will descend in it. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ, the angels descend, and accompanying them, at the head of them, is الروح الأمين, is the blessed spirit, the Holy Spirit. الروح is referenced to Jibreel alayhi salam, the great angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brings down the breath of faith, the spirit of faith, into a darkness of the world, and brought down light through revelation to the Prophet ﷺ by carrying it to our Nabi Muhammad ﷺ. He brought down the soul of faith. The soul of faith, therefore, is the Quran, and its conveyor is Ar-Ruhul Amin, the trusted bearer of the soul of faith. وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا, it's found only in this night. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, and in this night they descend, and it is with the power of Allah that they come and carry the virtue. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مُطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, this night is demarcated by peace and happiness. It will be a place of peace where people who ask Allah for forgiveness will be granted it. So they will be given peace in the Akhirah. It is peace for those on earth who seek to connect themselves with Allah. حَتَّى مُطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ, and you have this opportunity until the appearance of the dawn. It's not until Fajr, it's Matla' al-Fajr, until the dawn actually breaks, which is powerful because Fajr for us is prayed before the rising sun. But here Allah says, you have that opportunity even until the sun rises. May Allah grant us the barakah of Laylatul Qadr and join us in worship in it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another surah a day, a daily tafsir of Juz Amma. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.